kwa mambo yako. Asante sana, penzi kwa mambo yako. Nasema asante sana kwa mambo yako. Nikija kwenu baby unanipokea, unanikaribisha kwa roho nzuri, chakula na vinywaji unanipatia. Asante sana dada kwa mambo yako. Asante sana dada kwa mambo yako. Sita moyo baby wewe ni wangu, kwa maisha yako yote sitakuacha. Mola akulinde mama uwe wangu, mapendo yetu sisi yawe ya milele. Asante sana penzi kwa mambo yako. Asante sana penzi kwa mambo yako.
Sol, Radio Laura 97.5. Oh, yeah.
That was a girl group called Olive that I recorded once, or I made an interview with them, or I just recorded a shout out. I don't remember anymore. It's many years ago. But they were called Olive from Senegal. And we've played so many tunes that we didn't say anymore what we've played on Universe Soul, on Radio Stadtfilter and Radio Laura with our guest here today, with Casa Warrior. We've played the Heliocentrics, Dance of the Dogons Part 2, then Den Deash with the title Disaster, Georgie Fame with Sweet Thing, Rick Gary, Pimples and Braces. And then Cass was playing some tunes, and maybe I give you the list, because you're much better in reading Ethiopian titles than I am.
I'm a bit of faker than you, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, where did we... that was after the... Ah, yes.
Yes.
Georgie Fame. Ah. Really? Was it that far back? Okay.
Yeah. It was really... We it's a long time ago since we didn't talk.
Okay. So we had Gurma Bayene, Yibek Egnal, and then we had a big funk killer by Samuel Bele, in Einotisch Yeretu. That's on Amha label. Amha being one of the main labels coming out of Ethiopia. Mostly Amha, and there's the Philips releases. After that, we have the funkster Alamayoshete with Makeria Shene Salauk. And all 1 minute 50 of that. And it's got verses, it's got choruses, it's got a big rip-roaring solo and an outro. And that's a less than 2 minutes. Beautiful.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Then we heard a big sort of R&B jam by Sharabil Ahmed and Irkos Farfesh. And it's a nice tune. Nice tune. And the other side is also quite raucous and that sort of R&B garage kind of vibe. So by this time, we're going into a Sudanese bracket, Sharabil. And then we had Salah bin Albadia, one of my favorite Sudanese singers. And when we're talking about Sudan, we're talking about the northern Sudan, as we know it today. And these records, the Sudanese stuff is from the late 60s, say to like the mid-1970s. And Salah bin Albadia was Hasnak Amur. And then we heard a couple more tracks after that, which were all written in Arabic. Arabi, so we're not sure what the title track is, but I do know that the first one was Said Khalifa, and then after that we had a little ditty with a bit of fuzz guitar, and that was Mohammed Mergani, and then we rounded off the Sudanese bracket with a group called Al Balabil, and Al Balabil in Arabic translates to the Nightingales. And so these were three sisters, and they never sung in harmony. They sung in like in unison, so they're all singing the same note. Mm-hmm. And I read a nice article, a couple of them were talking in it. One stayed in Sudan, and the other two went over, I think, America, both of them, or America and Canada. And they did regroup in Sudan, and they're saying that they're more popular than they ever were, you know, because the songs have stayed in the minds of the people. And the girls can still sing. But they were saying, you know, back in this time, this is a time in Sudan and Somalia where there was women in hijab, but there was also women in miniskirts.
Mm-hmm.
There was this whole modernization, and it was kind of accepted, you know, to a certain point, but it wasn't all under religious rule. This religion was still strong. No two ways about that. But there was this just acceptance of, you know, a bit more freedom. It's kind of interesting. But even these, one of these sisters was saying that their father used to really push them and dress them, get their clothes made, you know, their stage clothes, and really push them to succeed and supported them. And they, even that time, they were getting some criticism from people as to the modern way they dressed and all of that, and three sisters up on stage singing. And, you know, it was nice to know back in that time their father was the one support who mm-hmm. had their back, mm-hmm. and that was their main support. And then after that, we went to West Africa to a tiny little country called Benin. Benin is by in between Togo and Nigeria, I believe. And it's really come on the map in the last 10 years or so with some of the reissues of the music mm-hmm. from such a small country. So killer bands, so many great funky songs, Latin and all of this. So we heard from Sebastian Panasco in Milamigan, and then we heard Al Rego and Vimado Wignan, and then the most famous band from that part of the world is Orchestra Polirhythmo de Cotonou, and we heard a track Kanoe, and then we rounded it off with a tune from Kenya, an artist by the name of Wayne Barnes, and he's actually a white guy, but okay. You know, fluent in Swahili, and he's singing in Swahili,
mm-hmm.
so he's singing Asante Sana. You know, Asante Sana means thank you very much, and he's singing Asante Mama, Asante Papa. So he's thanking everyone in the mm-hmm. song. And it's kind of a disco jam. And that was my little set.
Nice. Cool. Now, yeah. when you hold these records in your hands, do you remember the stories where you did get them, where you found them, and whatever? I mean, as you told me before, how you were searching for those records, traveling all over the country, asking people and whatever. If you look through your records, you have always stories behind it.
Yeah, I think for most of them, the thing is with the Ethiopian African stuff, you'll find a copy. It could be a bit scratchy, you know? So, yeah, you remember that one. And then you find another copy, and it's a bit better. So you take the scratchy one out, you put the... So there's been a few upgrades, it gets a bit blurry.
Yeah.
But, yes, I do. There is a few stories.
Yeah.
You know, we can stretch the stories if you like. Make them juicy.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite?
A favorite story?
Yeah, like founding a record. Before I ask you if Rainer from Basel told you the story about his Rob record, how he get it. I think that's one of the favorite stories of him. Do you have one like that?
Put me on the spot. Well, just like that. Actually, I won't say the guy's profession, but a guy in Ethiopia the second time, you know, and we met. He said, yes, I have records. I bring for you. Mulatu Astake, all I bring. So, okay, let's meet. He said, okay, we meet later today. Okay, cool. So I went to meet him outside this cafe in Kazantzis in Addis Ababa. And so he comes and, okay, yeah, nice to see you. And then he didn't have records with him, but he just wanted to ask me, what do you want with these records? You know that, Francis Falsetto, he has the rights for this music. Are you going to record and release? So he was actually quite concerned. And you have to reassure them. No, it's just for my own use, you know, for DJing, playing on the radio and all of that. So, okay, come back tomorrow lunchtime. So I was all excited, but it was a... And then he came back the next day and he brought these records in like a paper bag. And it was the Amha label. It was the Amha, actual Amha bag that you were given to take home with these records. And it was full of all the first releases on the Philips and the Amha label. And it was just whoever owned them had good taste and looked after the records. And and I got them for a cheap price. But I looked after them afterwards, you know, because I wasn't even quite sure of their value or their rareness, you know. Mm-hmm. So he's still my friend and I look after him, but I got some great records that day. I was very happy.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So are there still any records in Ethiopia or did you bought them all?
No, they're all gone.
Okay, gone.
Don't go. No, there are, but they're difficult to find.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You need to have some kind of contacts, otherwise big luck. Because there's a lot of guys go there and get quite disappointed and end up paying too much money for really scratchy records. But, you know, I've been there like around 13 times. And so, I'm in with the culture, the food, the language, and I have some friends there. So I'm quite comfortable there and I know the runnings.
How long do you stay when you go there?
Normally 2 months minimum, 2-3 months, 4 months. Oh. Yeah. No rush.
No rush. That's a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Tazi, I've prepared a record.
I've prepared a record which is a bit more from the south, from Africa. I'm confused. The band is called Musia Tunya, and they're from... I'm always want to say Zambia, but it's not Zambia. Zimbabwe. But it's not Zimbabwe anymore. No, it's Zambia. It's true. Zambia. Yeah, Musia Tunya. Ricky Longa. And there was a reissue record, which is like a collection of a lot of singles. Came out some years ago on Now Again Records, and there is one track which is called Thunder Cat, which is very heavy, funky.
Thunder Man.
Thunder Man, I'm sorry. Yeah. Pretty much the same. I love it.
Oh! Thank you.